systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, April 16, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode 24 of the Jam Hole. We do this little thing every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am spectacular.
Spectacular.
Yeah, I'm all right. Last night I went and listened to another band.
Oh, yeah? What band's that?
Does that make you jealous when I say that?
No.
I can see it in your eyes.
Why would that make me jealous?
I don't know, because...
Neither do I.
Wow. All right. Well, I went and listened to my friend Ian's band, Enemy Mine Practice. They have a MySpace at myspace.com/enemymine406. I am awful at plugging things.
Wow. You're almost as bad as Dirtface.
No shit. I do that even like to this show. Like I'll be telling someone about it. I'm like, yeah. Oh, it's just a stupid podcast. You probably wouldn't even like it. So
it's like, yeah, good way to fucking promote.
I don't even know why I just told you that. I'm an idiot. But yeah, they got Ian, my friend, Marshall plays the guitar, Jason plays the bass, Cody plays the drums, and Alan is on the vocals. And it kind of reminded me as I was listening to it, like Marilyn before, like pre-Antichrist Superstar, when he was into like actual metal, not like all that industrial
stuff,
sounding.
Yeah.
So it kind of reminded me like of that real crunchy, hard ass fucking singing and the guitars, and it was good. I liked it, definitely. So yeah, hopefully they'll get some stuff recorded, and then we can end the show with it one day or something.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. So what? How was your band practice?
We haven't actually had band practice because they've been recording.
Oh, are they still recording?
No, they finished Tuesday.
So then why haven't you had band practice? I just caught you in a lie!
Because Tuesday was yesterday.
And?
And there was recording.
Oh, but they just finished.
They finished just yesterday.
Okay, I got you.
So we'll have to play one of their songs on here, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like you guys anymore.
Oh, yeah? After Enemy Mine?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I would, let's put it this way, I would rather have Enemy Mine's baby than Mass Bloodshed's.
Yeah.
Just saying. A little something to think about. Yeah, on Friday we are doing the spoof Ask Dr. Phil thing. So if you guys want, email info@thejamhole.com. Ask Dr. Phil your love life questions or questions on life and, you know, anything else. If you have a retarded brother and you want to know the best way to teach him or, you know, anything you can think of, email info@thejamhole.com. We'll be doing that Friday with Sean. That'll be good stuff. So I went to Polson today.
Yeah.
And do you remember the story I was telling you about those ladies in the office there at the hospital that never cleaned their cooler in like 10 years?
Right.
So I brought them up a new cooler today. And
did they still not clean the old one?
No. They were going to get it switched out.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then I was supposed to show them how to clean it so they could do it.
Really?
Because, I don't know, it's stupid.
That's dumb. That's not part of your job.
No, not at all. I deliver water and that is all. But these people, this is to show you how ridiculous the people I deliver to. Whoever fixed the cooler got, you know, there's a hot side and a cold side.
Right.
Whoever fixed the cooler switched them. So the red was cold
and the blue was hot. Yeah.
Well, this freaked them the fuck out. They were like, oh my God, there's hot water coming out of the blue one.
It's like, well, then don't pull that one when you want cold
water.
Yeah,
exactly. So they're like, can you switch that? And by this time, there had already been a jug on there. So, it's the reservoir's full. So if I pull the nozzle things off, the spigots, water comes pouring out. And that water, the hot water coming out of the blue nozzle, is like 160 degrees. It's fucking hot.
Really? It gets that hot in
there? Yeah, it's hot. Wow. It's hot water, for sure. For sure, for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
So I'm like, I get like two bowls, and I'm sitting there in front of this cooler going, how the fuck am I going to do this without getting water everywhere? Because if it was just like switching a new one onto one, I could do it. I could undo it, have the water. But to swap them, you got to have both of them off, and then water's coming out of both of them.
You know
one
what I
happened to be 160 degrees. What would you have done?
I would have just painted them.
Well,
I would paint the red one blue and
actually,
the blue one red.
So that's a good idea, but I didn't have any paint with me. So I tell the lady, I'm like, you know, I can't switch these. Is there any possible way? I know this is reaching, but is there any fucking way you can remember that the hot one comes out of the blue thing and the cold one is the red one? And she's like, well, can you just write C and H on the handles? I was like, are you, oh my fuck.
You need
oh
that?
My fuck, adult. You need me to write a C for cold and an H for hot. So I fucking took the marker and I covered like the whole handle with a big giant H and then a big giant C. And, oh, God.
My
shower's
like that. The hot is actually cold, and the cold's hot.
Right, but you would think, I mean, it's a water cooler. You go there to pour water in a cup. In the few seconds you're standing there, you would look and be like, huh, the cold water's steamy today. That's weird. And you would fucking, people, curl the fuck up. Seriously. Fucking retards. So, the next thing I wanted to talk about. When I lived over on Bluestone and I worked for that food delivery place, it was around Halloween, and I went to this Halloween party that one of the people I work with, one of the girls in the office, they threw at their house. And while I was there, I found this cat, and it kept, like, going into the house and shit, and I would bring it back outside. And finally, I just, like, let him chill with me because it was just this little kitty, you know, so I...
At that place?
Yeah, the girl I work with at her house, but it wasn't their cat. It was just some stray cat, but he was like a little kitty. No, he would just run in when people were coming to the party. So long story short, I took the cat home thinking I was going to move somewhere where I could have cats because at that time we were living over there on Airport Road and you know we couldn't have cats there. So I ended up giving him to the neighbor who I worked for at the food delivery place, and they had the cat for a long time. And just yesterday, I go in there to just say hi and get something to eat. And the lady, the dude's wife, was like, I killed your cat.
What?
I was like, what? What?
You killed it?
I was flabbergasted. I was just like, really?
Like, on purpose? You just, like, killed it?
I mean, I wanted to ask her 1,000 questions. The only one I could get out was how. And she's like, do you want to take a guess at how this cat met his demise?
I'm just going to say ran over.
Ran
that's
over?
Common.
No, I'm going to have to say that is incorrect.
Really? I was hoping it was.
Do you want to take another guess?
I don't know.
No, take your time.
Just tell me.
We're not doing anything.
Just tell me. Come on.
Take your time.
I already guessed once. That's good.
I'm sure whoever was listening stopped like 5 minutes ago. So
I don't
whatever.
Think so.
It's just me and you now.
Yeah.
Okay, well. The cat somehow made his way into the dryer.
Seriously?
Seriously. Literally. Seriously. Into the dryer.
That's original.
She didn't know that. Put clothes in the dryer.
How can you not notice?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. But anyway, long story shorter, the cat was in the dryer for 2 hours. And when she opened it, rancid, stinky kitty,
yeah, it's
dead
like,
cat.
Kinda cooked.
She's like, and he was dead. And I almost was sad because it was, you know, I saved him from this.
Kitty.
I saved him just so he could be executed in a dryer. And just, I was thinking about, like, how that would be, like, if you died that way in a big, you know, size everything up to scale.
Right.
So a cat to a dryer would be us to a really big fucking dryer.
Yeah.
If you got locked in that shit for 2 hours and it was turned on, holy shit, dude.
Yeah,
what a fucking
so
way to die,
that
right?
That sucks so bad.
You would hope that you would, I would like hold on to the bottom as it was going up and then just try and fall and break my neck. Or I guess actually if I was in there, I'd probably just kick the door open and be
probably.
Like, whoa,
well,
that was
if
fucked.
If you couldn't, I mean, a cat couldn't open the door. So put that in.
Right, exactly. Okay, so yeah, rest in peace, Henry. Yeah.
That's fucked up, though.
Isn't it? We should almost call the news and be like, hey, we got a story for you to
Yeah.
But yeah, I was kind of sad about it, but whatever. It's a fucking cat. There's like a billion of them here. Let's see. The next thing. Oh. I was at this hotel last night.
Uh-huh.
This kind of trashy hotel.
And what were you doing there?
Stuff.
Like but what?
That's not important.
Hey, you got to talk about it.
Like having sex.
With who?
With Eddie 3.
3? There's another one? I didn't know that.
Oh, nobody knows that.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just making this up. But seriously, I think either because I worked Alamon and traveled for so long and lived in hotels and stuff, uh-huh. I have this affinity towards like trashy hotels and stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like
kinda,
when you see a rundown hotel, you're just like, man, I would love to just fuck in that thing all night long. No?
No, I've never had that thought.
Really? I don't know. Maybe it's something that like, because I was possibly conceived in a trashy hotel.
Seriously?
And probably also born in the same trashy hotel, that maybe I'm genetically disposed to liking that kind of shit.
Yeah, I only do that if there was nowhere else to.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, would you choose a trashy hotel or the backseat of a car?
A trashy hotel.
For sure.
Yeah, that'd be way better.
Is it because there's a bed?
Well, there's more room.
I think I like the whole risk factor. It's like, you never know. Maybe this time you'll get crabs from the blankets being washed.
That's a guessing game I want to play.
Right? It's like playing darts blindfolded with your friend.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just something weird I was thinking about today, and I was just wondering, am I the only one that like likes that kind of nasty shit? Or like, when a girl works all day and she doesn't take a shower, she goes to the gym or something, and they're always like, oh, I want to take a shower first. And it's like, no, we're going to fuck right now because it's like natural and it's musky. And
wow.
I'm totally getting a hard on.
That's weird.
So I'm alone here on this.
Well, maybe you should start asking other people with an extra Y chromosome.
Fuck you. So, all of our listeners are in that category, right?
Probably.
So, if you guys have, like, a weird sexual affinity towards trashy hotel rooms, or just something weird that you think, man, I must be the only person that does this, write us an email, info@thejamhole.com. I would love to hear your story and talk about it more.
I don't know if they are, though.
What?
Gonna wanna.
Wanna what? Talk about it?
Yeah.
Well, you're not gonna be like, this is my real name and this is my real address.
Yeah, don't tell us you don't have to.
And this is the real hotel that I do this in, and these are the people I've raped and killed. Seriously, dude.
Well, that'd be cool to know.
So, oh, wow, that would be pretty nice to know. Let's see. Oh, the other thing I wanted to talk about, stop signs. You know, because my job, I drive around a lot. I always fucking see this at stop signs. Whenever people
retarded
are...
retarded people.
Just people in general. Whenever there's... like, if it's just two people at a stop sign, it's pretty easy to figure out no matter which way they're coming
right.
from. But any fucking time there's more than two people at a stop sign, people just, like, lose their fucking brain for a second.
Yeah, why is it that no one knows how to use a four-way stop?
Yeah.
No one understands how it works.
It's like, okay.
How do you not remember that?
You stop, and then I'm going to go, and then check this out. After I've gone, then you go.
Exactly.
Fucking wow, dude.
Yeah.
Rocket science. I swear to God.
It
almost
hard.
Might be a better idea to just have roundabouts like they do in England. Like, we have a couple here.
Yeah, we have a couple out over by the
so
new school.
They're so fun. Oh, man. But, yeah, I just don't understand, like, what the fuck people... what happens in their brain that just leaves them so fucking dumbfounded that they just stand there and they sit there and they're just staring. Like, you almost have to direct that shit, you know?
Yeah.
I get into symphony mode and I pull up and I'm like, dun, 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 and then I signal for him to go, dun, 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 and then I'm waving and... You seem
it's
totally
just
whenever, disinterested.
Whenever
go
someone has
off.
To make a decision or think
I don't
about
like you
anything...
anymore. I'm not even listening.
They just... fail.
You fail at everything you
yeah,
try
they just
to
lock
do.
Up and they can't do anything because they just can't figure it out. They don't want to bother trying to think.
Okay, well, while I'm embarrassing myself here and speaking of boners, am I also the only person that does this? I've been noticing lately that some of the roads I go on are really, really bumpy and mm-hmm. vibrating. And I don't know if it's just on Tuesdays when I'm listening to Sextastic Tuesday with Tim, where he reads a porno, or if it... I should start keeping track to see if it happens just on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But I've been noticing that after going on these bumpy roads and shit, I get out of the truck with a fucking hard on almost. And I'm like, really? Out of everything, this is what does wow. it? A fucking bumpy road, really? Self? Okay.
Weird.
Yeah, so have you...
That's never happened to
like
me.
Like in a car? I mean, I can understand if you have to piss real bad because yeah. your dick starts filling up with piss
right,
and then you like push it down. And you're like trying to squeeze the piss back into your urethra.
Right. That sucks when that happens.
Oh, I hate that. But yeah, I don't even have to pee. I'll just, like, be driving. All of a sudden, I'll feel it a little bit, and I'll try and start thinking of, like, something totally not sexual. Like,
yeah.
Just something totally not, like your mom or something. And then...
that's pretty sexual
and then,
for you.
Well, yeah. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
It just gets worse.
Think about something else, God.
And, yeah. And then I'm like, carrying jugs of water, like, trying to hide my dick with my sweatshirt. Like, walking all fucking weird and shit. And
that's awesome.
I just wonder if, like, people see that, and they're like, dude... The water guy's got a boner, look.
And it's you.
Yeah, no shit. I don't know. So, yeah, hey, if anybody else has experienced that, email info@thejamhole.com. Now, I need to get into something serious.
That's not going to happen, I don't think.
I am going to right really? Now. Sick and wrong. Guys.
What are you doing?
I don't know. What? Sick and wrong. You guys, seriously, what the fuck are you doing?
You guys are sucking it up.
I don't know, maybe because, what are they on, show 116?
118
but,
is their newest one.
Okay, your levels fucking suck, guys. Seriously, I love listening to your show, but when I have to have the volume turned all the way up and then it's all staticky because I'm using this FM modulator for my fucking iPod... You guys, seriously, take the time, like we do at the beginning of every fucking episode, and do a sound check and make sure that your shit's where it should be. I mean, I understand you guys only do a show once a week, but seriously, you should put a little more effort into it. I think it's not just me who thinks this. All of your fans, I know they're too afraid to say it, but I left you guys a message on the Sick and Wrong hotline. You should really listen to it.
Would
then,
they have played that one on
not today? No, it'll be on the next one.
Okay,
and
that
then
sucks. We have to wait a week, guys.
Well,
Jesus.
That's all right though, because that gives them time for all of our listeners to flood them with voicemails.
That's true.
Plugging thejamhole.com. Yep. And something I forgot to mention: when you're calling these things, make sure you say it's a comedy podcast. I totally forgot. And we're gonna have like a bunch of people going, "Oh, jamhole.com, go fuck yourself," and shit. And then they're like, "Well, what the fuck is that?" But if you say comedy podcast, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
This is getting a little out of hand. Just say jamhole.com, thejamhole.com, whatever. But yeah, those phone numbers will be up for like the next couple weeks on our show notes, so you guys can call. I called Sick and Wrong and Distorted View
and
today
I
and
didn't.
Left a message. Who did you call today, Braden?
No one.
Way to be part of this show.
I'm part of it right now.
God. Not for very much longer you keep up that kind of attitude.
Oh, yeah.
You are pissing me the fuck off.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good for the show then.
Right? Some fucking real anger finally. Yeah.
Is this like our fucking reality show at some point?
Yeah, yeah. Just constantly being videotaped. But yeah, the other thing I wanted to say to you guys, Lance and Dee, we do shows 3 days a week, and our shit sounds fucking perfect.
Yeah, and
this
we
is
check our levels before every
exactly.
single show.
But what I'm saying, you guys do it once a week. We do it 3 times a week. We're going to pass you guys one of these days. And when that happens, just watch your back.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Because we'll
That's
be
all.
Fucking you in the ass.
Well, Braden will be fucking you in the ass. I'll probably be getting head, but either way,
well,
there will be...
It'll be Lance probably giving you the ass.
Exactly. There will be a great Eiffel Towering that day when we pass you guys, and it's going to happen. Believe that shit. Fucking believe that shit. Believe that. So, yeah, that's about all I got for today. You ready to do some news?
Do some news.
All right, I need to...
Should we even, like, play this anymore?
I'm going to break your streak right here. Okay. I'm going to Zen focus on the three possibilities, and I'm going to pull the possibility you choose out of your head, and then I'm going to pick something that will beat it.
Yeah? Are you just going to get lucky?
Ready?
Yeah.
One... Wait. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Oh!
Oh, shit! Boom! In your face! In your face! With your little weak-ass scissors. Get that shit the fuck out of here. Boom!
See, I knew you were reading my mind, so I let you win.
Out. Oh, I let me win.
Yeah, because I knew what you were.
Shit. I fucking psyched you the fuck out.
Nope.
Oh, man, that felt good. We should just sit here and play rock, paper, scissors the whole time.
Seriously?
That's what we're going to do.
Best two out of three. Come on.
No,
best two out of three.
I won.
Come
Fuck
on.
You.
Just,
so.
We won't count it.
Doing some news. Okay. Do some news. I got a little local snooze here to start things off. And the only reason I really wanted to read this, it's nothing that brutal or messed up or anything like that, but it just... Everyone was talking about it today, like where I was at delivering and shit. So I just want to talk my shit about it because this is just fucking. This is why I think how I think about old people.
Okay.
Well, one of the reasons. So the headline here is "Car Lands in Tree." A car.
Yeah.
Lands in a tree.
The whole car.
Right.
I wonder who is driving.
Well, I'm glad you asked. A 68-year-old Eureka man was in stable condition Tuesday evening at Kalispell Regional Medical Center after his car ran off US 93 and rolled roof first into a bunch of fucking trees. This is why.
Is it sad that that doesn't surprise me at all?
There could have been a carload of hot chicks coming to the Jamhole studio to fuck our fucking brains out. And this guy could have fucking hit them. And then what?
Well,
and then what? I would have ended up fucking you again.
No.
And I am getting a little bored of that.
Yeah.
I just want to say on record, you're boring me.
Okay.
And he's blushing. So, yeah, fucking this old guy rolled his car off the road. Now, do you know why?
Because he fell asleep, maybe?
Let's take a look. He was southbound on 93 near East Blanchard Lake Road. That's up in Whitefish at around 1:45 p.m. Okay, so this is mid-afternoon, right?
Yeah.
When he apparently fell asleep at the wheel and drifted off the road. At 1:45 p.m., he fell asleep at the wheel. Really?
He must have been tired from all the coke he was doing or something.
I'm sorry. You know, life is so boring that you feel the need to just check out while you're driving.
Yeah.
I mean,
God. Well, he's from Whitefish. He's probably a coke head.
He's fucking old, though.
Rich.
And this is just... This is why... When you turn 50, you should get your fucking license taken away. There, I said it. 50 years old, that's it.
But and some that, people are okay after 50.
Well, I don't
You should
care.
Have to take a test.
There. Take a fucking test then.
They actually do. It's called...
The driver's test.
Yeah.
Good point.
But that's such a shitty test.
What the fuck?
It doesn't work.
Are these old people cheating on the driving test? How are they passing
it? It's just
it?
That easy.
You would think that... Maybe this
guess,
guy like took
know.
His driving test and fell asleep and lays like, oh, wake up there, we're almost done.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm old. I'm a vet.
It's like, well, then you shouldn't be driving.
No, not at all. I think, okay, by 50, that shit gives you about 15 more years till you're 65, and that's when you should be dead.
Well,
that's
then
it.
We need public transportation around here.
Or we need them to just stay in their fucking homes.
Well, they do have public transportation for old people here.
Or
That's
they
it.
Can just stay in their fucking homes.
Yeah, I would prefer that one.
I would much prefer that one. Because, oh, God, I swear, I see this all the fucking time. Just old people. You can barely see over your fucking steering wheel. And then if you can, you can't fucking stay awake long enough to get from one side of the fucking town to the other. Where the fuck? You're 70 years old. Where the fuck are you going that is so fucking important? You have to go get more Metamucil? More fucking feminine douche? What the fuck? Seriously. Seriously.
I don't know.
This fucking pisses me off. If go pay a fucking caregiver or whatever the fuck to go wipe your fucking ass and go get your own fucking shit.
Yeah, you're old and retired. You should have money for that.
Exactly. Oh, I'm on a fixed income, though, and I don't get my senior discount. Just fucking, I would give them all senior discounts to die.
Yeah.
That's all. Fucking die.
And then you could just take it back, so that's cool.
I know, because... you could probably take it back if they were living, too. I mean, they're not going to fight back
that hard.
What
are they going to do?
Right. How cool would it be to just, like, run up behind
it's
one
like
and,
taking
like,
candy
take
from
his
baby.
Cane and fucking just
be like, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do, bitch?
What are you going to do?
You're old.
Yeah. Oh, you can't do shit.
That would be such bullying. Oh, man,
that would
be
awesome. That feels
so
good.
I actually, I remember growing up seeing those elderly abuse commercials, and I think that's why, like, people were going around doing that kind of shit.
Yeah,
because
they
could. All right, we need a public service announcement. And what it said was, elder abuse, it's a crying shame. And that was it. And it showed, like, this image of this old lady just all dressed up. You know how,
right.
like, people like to dress up their old people all cute
yeah.
so they don't look so death and dying and
yeah,
decaying
disgusting.
And shit. Yeah, and she, like, had, you know, all dressed up like that. And she's just looking there. And you can see, like, a single tear roll down from her eye.
That's awesome.
Oh, God. Let's see. Right before the Jeep hit a stand of trees, the driver jerked the wheel away from the obstacle, which caused the car to pivot on its right front tire, throw the rear end into the air, and roll roof first into the woods. It took firefighters almost 45 minutes to cut the driver from the wreckage. I would have just left him there. I would have got there and been like,
just point and laugh.
Guys, he's really old. And then we would have fucking looked at each other and been like, all right, let's go, and that would have been it.
Yeah, he's going to die soon anyway.
Exactly. Oh, God, you don't need to be out where we're at. excuse me. If old people want to fucking drive, we should build them a little fucking go-kart track, and it'll have little stops. It'll have, like, the Country Kitchen Buffet and the fucking Walgreens or the Rite Aid and the fucking this and the that and the moon and the stars and this and then.
You know what they should really do? They
and then just gas the fucking place. That's
they should
what
either
they should
just
do.
Kill them or build old folks' homes inside of malls.
Wow. That is a fantastic idea.
I know, because the mall sucks anyway, so I never
right.
go there, but they have all the shit they need there.
That, holy shit.
That's probably the best thing I've ever
wow.
thought of.
I believe so. You heard it right here first, episode 24?
Yeah.
24 of the Jam.
It's copywritten, too.
There we go.
We got a date.
Old
I thought of it before you.
You could put, like, the retirement home in the middle, and then just outward from that,
yeah.
it would radiate all the stores.
Exactly.
Oh, man. That. Oh, God. And then once they were all in there and thinking life was great,
mm-hmm.
we could just, like, randomly start gassing, like, parts of it.
Yeah.
Or we'd lock, like, we put a big dome over the whole fucking thing.
It'd be
thing.
Like a prison. Basically.
Right.
We wouldn't let him out.
Well, I was thinking more like a concentration camp.
Yeah, that too.
But,
you know.
That's, you know.
I like that word better.
Concentration?
Camp?
Camp sounds fun. Did I say death
yeah.
camp? I meant happy camp.
The two put together.
Oh,
sounds
God.
Better than prison.
So, let's see. It took him 45 minutes to get him out. He reportedly suffered a broken neck in the crash, but remained conscious and whatever the fuck. He should have just fucking died.
Is that it?
All. And, God, as much as I wanted to say that when I heard people, like, talking about this shit, I would have... Sorry. That
nice.
Was not a point for me. Don't be confused.
That, you should get a point taken away.
Okay, my hand slipped.
Negative
but
point
I
given.
Wanted to, like, say that and tell them what I... Like, did you really expect this not to happen? I mean, you let old people fucking drive. They're gonna fucking
yeah,
do that shit.
Yeah, they can't see anymore.
Because these people are like, oh, that's so sad. Oh, we should let them do whatever they want. We should build them a memorial and this. And I was just like, God, I just wish I could. I couldn't wait to get here to do the show. So
yeah.
I could just be like, fuck old people and fuck you.
I think drunk drivers are even better than old people are.
Yeah, we could build a little racetrack inside this retirement home mall thing
mm-hmm.
and have drunk drivers pay a nominal fee, and then they could just drive drunk through there.
Yeah.
And the old people would have to cross that path to get to any stores. That's...
Drunk drivers don't kill people. Old people do.
Old people do. Old people just die
yeah.
and hopefully kill people on their way out.
Hopefully.
So, yeah. Old people getting their licenses. Well, I guess that's not really what the story was about. Hating old people, yes or no?
I hate them.
Good. Next story.
This one is man accused of locking new wife in dog cage.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, huh?
She was like, honey, you're in the doghouse tonight. And he was like, honey, you're in the
you're in the dog cage,
literally. I bet that was the last time that bitch ever said you're in the doghouse.
Yeah. See, that's what you should do. If
I'm
you ever
getting
have a
point for that one,
if you ever have a girlfriend that says you're in the doghouse, be like, yeah, well, you're in the dog cage.
I would just buy a kennel for that specific reason.
And just keep it around.
Whenever she pissed me off, I would just point at the kennel.
Yeah.
And be like,
go.
You know what you did.
Yeah.
Just use,
I would buy it way before she ever did anything and just bring it home. And leave it there.
But not
and
have a dog anywhere near it.
And so she would wonder why I had it.
Right.
But I just wouldn't tell her. I'd just have this dog cage there.
And then one day she would, like, wake up locked inside of it.
Yeah.
With, like, a gag in her mouth.
That'd be great.
Oh, God.
Handcuffed.
I love that sound.
This is Canton, Ohio. A man is accused of handcuffing his wife inside a dog cage days after they were married in Las Vegas. So it's probably one of those just midnight marriages.
Right,
whatever.
We met by the slot machines. And
takes 10 minutes to get married.
Oh, God.
Get married.
What a fantastic place that is for human beings.
I know, that's so stupid. That,
That's
worse than actual marriage at like a church or something.
Yeah, no shit.
It's like trailer trash marriage or
something. Yeah, exactly. They have like that, and then you walk out the exit and it goes right into a trailer and it's like, welcome home.
Yeah, that or just a bunch of hookers.
Or that. But chances are you're marrying a hooker anyway.
True.
So, yeah. You're already in the circle.
Yeah.
And that is the circle of life.
And that will happen.
That will happen.
Canton,
daily.
Canton Police Lieutenant Gray Baudrix said 28 years old Matthew George also fired gunshots inside the home. His wife, Mary Swihart, was not injured.
Well, he was just scurrying her. You got to put the
don't
fear.
Be scared.
No, you got to put the fear into some of these bitches sometimes. Otherwise, they just fucking walk around like they own the place. It's like, no, there's the kitchen and there's the kennel. So fucking pick
one.
And I got TV dinner, so I don't give a fuck. Yeah, or the bedroom. But chances are these women probably aren't the most attractive things in the world.
Well,
so
put a bag over her head.
Well, I would just, like, paint the windows black. Like, turn the lights
off. Yeah, just keep the lights off.
That works, too. Paper bag.
Yeah. Well, whichever's, you know, easier at the time. Quote, he had her handcuffed inside of the cage, would hold her against her will inside the cage for two to four hours at a time, release her from the cage, re-handcuff her outside the cage, let two dogs inside the cage, and crate the dogs.
So, that's kind of gross then. That's she's, weird. Like, locked in there with, he, like,
they probably, like,
he lets her out to go shit and piss, and then he lets the dogs in the kennel so they can shit and piss. And then when she's done, he's like, did you put the toilet seat up? And she's like, no. Back in the cage, bitch.
He probably fucking whitewashes her in the toilet, too, before.
In her own poo.
Well, you're going to remember to fucking put the seat up now.
I guarantee.
Neighbor said George and Swihart fought often, yelling obscenities at all hours of the day and night, many times outside in the driveway.
So what probably happened is they met in Vegas, like we were saying, got married.
They probably didn't even know each other. They were just drunk and got married.
They went back to this guy's house and shit, and she, you know, the next morning she's like, well, that was fun. I'll see you later. And he's like,
No, you don't.
I just paid for this fucking wedding, bitch. I got my mullet trimmed up. You're mine. You are mine. And then she, like, tried to get away, and then he locked her in the kennel.
Yep.
Where she belongs.
Yeah. And then he just wouldn't let her leave anymore.
Yeah. I mean, all bitches should have their own kennel.
Well, yeah. It's okay to share it with
I'm not saying all women are bitches. I'm just saying all bitches need a kennel, and the majority of women, if you don't want to be put in a kennel, quit being a fucking bitch. That's all I'm saying.
This doesn't seem that hard of a concept.
I know.
I mean,
see what you're being
hard
right now? Being a bitch like that?
Yeah, don't be that.
Just don't do that.
Do the opposite of what you're doing.
Exactly.
And you'll be good.
You see how not pleased I am right now? So do the opposite and please me. And then you will not be a bitch. But all of them are cunts. Just saying.
Police said that on Saturday, George fired... Did I read that? No. Fired gunshots both.
I don't know, Braden. Did you?
Swihart after 4 days of mistreating her. Well, I looked ahead of the story.
I mean, we're not
fucked me up.
We're not doing a show here, or anything.
Oh no.
So you know, this is just me and you reading stories to each other, pretty much.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
You've made bigger mistakes.
Yes, I have.
Quote, at some point...
I got a list full of names.
At some point in time, she convinced him to unhandcuff her so she would use the restroom. At the time she chose to run out of the house, she began screaming, said Cole.
See, that's being a bad bitch.
Yeah, you don't be a bad bitch.
If you try and run away, you're probably going to get locked in there longer. Duh.
She was being a bitch. That's why he... put her in a dog kennel.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, you... No, no, that is not a point. That was my joke 2 minutes ago. Make up your own shit.
Whatever.
I like how you tried to sneak that in there, though. That was nice.
Yeah.
If I was a little bit more stoned, I may not have noticed.
Really?
Yeah.
Quote, we believe he fired one more round from his handgun into a direction. They were shell casings all over the house. So he was just unloading it on her.
Well, yeah. Like I said, man, you got to put the fear of God in these bitches.
Yeah.
And otherwise, they'll just keep being
bitches.
He has
a history of domestic violence and drug charges.
And you...
Imagine that.
I don't know if you know this or not, but bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Yeah.
So lick on these nuts and suck the dick. My buddy Snoop said that.
Yeah, your buddy?
Back when we were hanging out, sipping gin and juice, smoking endo. You know, back in the day.
Right.
Back in the LBC. Oh, bitches.
Yeah, well, that's
bitches. All right. Well, I got a good one here.
What do you got?
Oh, goodness. This also from Ohio.
Wow.
Little Timmy Henson's been quite busy lately.
Yeah. What's he been doing?
Nah. Experts say nude cell phone pictures now part of teen dating.
Sounds like something he would start.
Yeah. I'm a little upset that I missed out on this whole taking pictures of your dick and text messaging them to bitches, you know? Sounds like fun. I would have got all creative and, like, started putting those little plastic boogly eyes on it and, like, drawing little smiles and shit.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd make, like, a bunch of stills of the mouth and then, like, do it like an animation so it looked like the dick was talking to you. And then there would be, like, a little bubble that said what the dick was saying, like, hi, I would like to get to know you, guy.
Yeah. Sounds like I kind of did that on the last episode.
Huh.
The
oh,
with
the
dick.
Oh, when he was singing.
Yeah, when
he
was singing.
That shit was awesome.
Speaking of
oh
South
my God,
Park,
a penis.
That penis.
Shit, every time I saw that, it totally reminded me of like how fucking girls would act. Like, oh God, a penis. Oh my God, it's so scary. What's it?
There's gonna be a new South Park tonight, actually.
Oh God, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be funny when I saw a preview for it.
Nice. So yeah, Columbus, Ohio. Forget about passing notes in study hall. Wow. Some teens are now using their cell phones to flirt and send nude pictures of themselves.
I don't think that's a new thing. That's probably been doing that for a long time. As long as they've had cell phones.
They've been doing it, but I bet something happened recently to where someone got caught doing it, and they're like, oh my God, look what our kids are just now doing.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't you check the history of the messages there, right? I guarantee.
For a few years, at
yeah,
least.
Yeah, at least.
How long have you had the service?
Yeah. Right. The instant text, picture, and video messages have become part of some teens' courtship behavior, police and school officials said. Man, chivalry really is dead.
Yeah.
You can break up with bitches over podcasts. You can, oh God. You can date people around the fucking world, long distance style, mm-hmm. if you're into that shit.
Or you can date online with,
right,
like,
with
Match.com.
Oh God, I can't wait to do it. We should do that this weekend.
Okay.
And oh man, that's going to be fun.
You know, I guess there really isn't that much wrong with doing that. It's just stupid.
Hey, no. Don't rationalize this like, oh you're really going to find the one here. This is all jokes.
No, I mean this. I mean,
what?
That's,
this SMS thing?
That's not really a big deal that they do that. It's just stupid that they do.
Well,
that they're making a big deal out of it.
It depends the ages, I
that's
think.
That's true,
that's
yeah. How
where
young
you
are
start,
they?
Right, right,
right.
Right. The messages often spread quickly and sometimes find their way to public websites. Ooh.
Nice.
Quote, I've seen everything from your basic striptease to sexual acts being performed,
me
said
too.
Some pervy police detective and member of the FBI.
I saw that before I looked at this stuff, though.
What? Oh, yeah.
That's
like,
what he was thinking.
Man, these videos are excellent.
Yeah, these are good. This is better than I can get on the internet.
He's the guy uploading them to the internet.
Yeah.
Fucking pervy. and member of the FBI Cybercrime Task Force of Central Ohio. Quote, you name it, they will do it at their home under this perceived anonymity.
I hope so.
Fuck yeah. Westernville Central High School senior Jerome Ray says he's received such unsolicited messages, including one from a classmate while he was sitting with his girlfriend. Ooh.
Oh, that sucks for him.
Quote, a lot more girls are aggressive, said Ray, who's 18. Some girls are crazy, and they are putting themselves out there. Boom.
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 He said it best.
Fucking boom. Really, whores. Wow, I never would have guessed fucking classy women that we see every fucking day would resort to this kind of meticulously rude behavior. That just, I am, wow. I could see that from some bitches, but ladies, no.
Hey, you don't know.
I don't know. You are absolutely right. Candace Kelsey, a teacher from California, says some teenage girls think they have to be provocative to get boys' attention.
Well, that
As
helps.
A result, they will send photos they hope their parents never see and be whores and then get raped and then wonder why they get raped.
Yep.
This is why, because you are a whore.
You could have been raped.
You
could have raped in the ass.
In the butt.
In the butt. In
see,
the butt.
The girls, I don't know what home ec is teaching them. Do they even have home ec anymore?
Probably.
You need to teach these bitches and these little whores to make money off of this. I mean, you're going to get fucked either way. You might as well make a quick buck. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, might
you
as
might
well.
As well. Because if not, you're going to get raped and you're going to end up not liking it. If you get paid to do it, then you're going to be like, well, I didn't want to fuck him, but hey, at least I made 10
bucks.
Yeah,
you want to get raped and have no money from
in the butt?
Or just have sex for money?
Right. Because it's
better.
One or the other.
Yeah,
whores.
I mean, you got to pick, you know.
At the rate these bitches are going, it's definitely one or the other.
One of those two is going to
happen
to you.
Just don't go crying when it happens to you. That's all I'm saying. Because it's just a matter of time. Quote, this happens a lot, said Kelsey, author of Generation MySpace, helping your teen survive online adolescence.
Wow.
Quote, it crosses every racial socioeconomic group. Christian kids are doing it. Jewish kids are doing it. Jewish kids are doing it with German kids. What the F?
What is going on in the world today?
God. See, she can write a book about MySpace, this is just more fuel to the fire of us writing this book.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Makes me feel so much better about ourselves.
And, you know, it's not even just that. It's the fact that hopefully we will help somebody. Someone's going to read that and be like,
oh, my God,
oh,
I am a fat piece of
I
shit.
I am. Yeah, exactly. You took the words
Maybe
right
I
out of my
do
mouth.
I should do something about it.
Oh, my God. Wow. For instance, male teens are doing it also. A Central Ohio high school teen made a sexual cell phone video of himself and sent it to female classmates with an S, plural, as in more than just one classmate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
One of the girls forwarded the Westerville South High School's video to at least 30 other people.
That sucks.
That's what I call a viral video.
Yeah.
Boom.
Nice.
Yeah, that wasn't even really a joke, but
whatever.
That's how that shit just spreads.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping would happen with the whole the jam hole thing. You know,
yeah,
we'd
we're
start
like
doing
a virus.
This. Yeah, we're like a virus infecting your brains and then fucking the shit out of them.
We should just start hacking computers and just putting that jam hole on it.
Yeah, well, I would like to think people would just willfully listen to it. But
well,
hey,
no.
I'm not above
They'll willfully
forcing
listen to
our
it.
Show on anybody.
They will listen to it once they hear it.
That's like oral rape.
It's just they have to hear it first. And
oral
once they hear it, they'll want to.
A-U-R-A-L. That's so clever. A study last year found teens are placing more of an emphasis on image and fame than in the past. Oh, really? I wonder why the fuck that is. Maybe because everybody wants to know what the fuck celebrities are into and why they're the most highly paid people in this fucking world. Oh, I wonder why their focus is on that. Because everything is money-based, and to get money, you have to do that, pretty much. Or you can fucking sit through 18 years of fucking bullshit school and then go be some pretentious dick fuck doctor that fucking molests little kids while they're under getting fucking surgeries done.
That, I want to read a story about someone having sex with someone who's under, like, getting worked on.
Dude,
like, they're performing open-heart surgery and the doctor's just,
well,
like,
not
fucking
that,
him.
But yeah, that
That'd
shit,
be sweet.
A couple of dentists got in trouble for that. For they'd put their patients under, and yeah, they'd do, like, routine dental surgery. And, like, I forget what exactly it was, but one of the ladies woke up, and, like, he was zipping up his pants at, like, she saw it, but she wasn't fully awake, but right, she saw it, and, yeah, they...
There's a dentist here in town that got that had to go to court for raping some girl while she was under, but he wasn't pled guilty. So,
you know, like, rape is like candy, but when dentists do it, rape is like sugar-free candy. Boom!
Nice.
Thank you. I just thought of that. But really, you guys, you fucking wonder, and then. Like, I'm sorry to stray from the topic here, but, like, sports figures, they are paid so fucking much money, and I know it's a game, and it's
physical
exertion.
Well, to them, it's
exertion,
not a game anymore, it's just a job.
But the whole thing of it is, the people that are paying these people, why do you think they get paid so much fucking money? Because they distract us from everything that's really fucking happening. It's like when the World Series or the NBA playoffs are on, everyone is focused on that. Do you know how much fucked up bad shit is happening behind our backs when everyone's watching that shit?
Well, no, because everyone's distracted.
Well, right. I don't watch sports. Maybe I notice it more than others.
Yeah,
but
that's why I
notice
it.
If you think about
it, distracted.
Seriously, what they do is not... I mean, it's hard, but anyone can fucking do it. All you gotta do is practice it. It's repetition. You keep doing it, you train your body to do it, and bam, you're good at it.
Some people are better than
But
others,
they pay
though.
Them so fucking much. It's like celebrities. Celebrities, yeah, and sports people are the two most highest paid fucking things you could be. And it's all because they take our attention and they focus it on something that is completely fucking made up. It's like, oh, watch me throw this ball into a fucking hoop. Good for you. You know, you're 8 feet fucking tall. Oh, yeah, that's real hard. If I was 8 feet tall and black, yeah, I'd slam dunk too. But...
well, it's just something to do.
Well, kinda. Yeah, but do you really have to pay them billions and billions of dollars?
Well, they get paid
every fucking year.
They get paid all
really?
That money because so many people like to watch it, and they put so
but
much
money
into it.
Why do they like to watch it? Because ever since World War II and shit, it's just been the focus.
Yeah.
Hey, don't worry about what we're doing. Oh, look at this. Bright, pretty colors and cheerleaders
right?
and shit. It's just, oh, it pisses me off. And people are so easily fucking distracted by that shit. It's like... Like exactly like that South Park. They start asking the constituents real questions, and then all of a sudden they're like, "It's Brittany Walsh."
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, "Oh, I wonder what she's done now." That
exactly.
is so fucking true. That is exactly
South
what
Park is so smart.
Oh my god, you
oh
guys!
Oh my god!
I don't mean to be on their dick, but fuck, dude,
yeah,
you guys—they have
smart.
A point. This is exactly what you people are like. I hate. That's why I'm so ashamed. That.
Yeah.
I would...
Well, that's one of the many,
whatever.
Many, many reasons I'm ashamed.
Well, yeah, exactly.
One of tons.
So, yeah, basically, your kids, parents, if you have kids and they have phones, they're sending each other naked pictures of each other. That's
yeah.
all.
Have you ever sent anyone a naked picture of yourself?
No. I've taken... Next story.
Hey, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, we've taken them before, me and, you know... Betty's 1 through 10. I mean, fucking, yeah, I mean, it's fun to do. What me and Betty 1 used to do was, like, when we used to house sit or be in, like, weird places, we'd,
uh-huh.
get naked and in these cool poses, and then we'd take pictures, and then I'd mess with them in Photoshop and make, like, really, I mean, they were pretty fucking cool, I must say.
Do you still have them?
She does, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She brought them down to California, and, like, one of these people, she worked at this, like, marketing magazine place, and they're like,
uh-huh.
they thought, like, someone professional made those. They're like, where did you get these pictures done? And she's like, oh, it was my ex-boyfriend back in Montana. And she's like, no, seriously, where did you get these done? And she's like, no, really, he did these. I'm amazing. What can I say?
Right on.
No. So what do you got there? Next story.
Man charged after 5-year-old boy's urine tests positive for cocaine.
Cocaine?
Yeah, 5-year-old.
Hey, cocaine is a hell of a drug. Sorry.
That was good.
Thank you. Continue.
I ain't fucking...
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I ain't stopping my feet off on anyone's couch. I wouldn't just do that for something to do.
Oh, God.
A South Salt Lake man has been charged in a drug case.
Salt Lake?
Yeah, Salt Lake.
Utah?
I believe so.
Well, I mean, I know, I'm just saying, like, fucking Utah, dude? Yeah. I didn't think, how did they get cocaine into Utah?
I don't know.
Holy
Isn't
shit.
Isn't that, like, the Mormon capital of, like, the world?
Dude. I think Joseph Smith was, like, born there or some shit. I don't
really?
Know.
Have you seen that movie, SLC Punk?
Yes. That
yeah, that's
pretty
from
cool
Utah,
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, really? Salt Lake
yeah.
City? Wow.
Yeah.
I used to live there when I
really?
Did phone work, yeah.
Wow.
Utah.
That sucks.
Let me tell you a little something about Utah. Utah has some whores
really?
In it.
I bet because it's so repressed and so religious controlled, it makes it even that much more fucked up
yeah.
on the other
Well, end. And I think a lot of it, too, is that the parents are like that, but that doesn't necessarily mean their kids are. And I
yeah.
think the
well,
more your well, the more your parents force you into one way, the more you're gonna force or you're gonna just gradually
right.
go the other. And then they get so far to the Mormon side, and then their kids are like so far
yeah,
to the other
the
side.
Other
they're just dying to get
yeah.
fucked and do drugs and shit.
That's
oh,
how it goes.
But what I what we were talking about before the show, we figured out a foolproof way. To recognize a whore.
Yeah,
and this is better than putting bells on, or, well, the bells were for underage girls.
Yeah,
the
and
bell,
that way you
the
can
bells,
hear them coming.
The bells are for jailbait. If you hear the bell, just don't even
yeah,
look.
Yeah, just look the
but
other
now,
way.
Okay.
Walk fast.
Pink shoelaces.
Yeah, pink shoelaces.
I've noticed this the past couple weeks. Every slut whore fucking just, any slut whore, they have pink shoelaces. So, guys, if you're with your girl right now, look at her shoelaces. Are they pink? Because if they are, she's a whore.
And, or at least one pair of their shoes has pink shoelaces.
Right. Oh, that's
they
true.
Because
girls
of pairs.
Have, right. I
yeah,
have like
but
one.
They, yeah, they
pair
have
of
at least one pair with
yeah.
pink shoelaces.
So,
or shoes with pink on them.
I'm just saying. Well, no, it's pink laces.
Yeah, just the laces?
Yeah, just the laces.
I don't know. The pink shoes kind of go with it, too.
Well,
I think.
If they're pink shoes, then no
I mean,
shit, she's a whore. But
yeah.
I'm saying if you maybe are, you think she might be okay, but you kind of have this suspicion that she's a whore, check her shoelaces.
Yeah.
If they're pink,
go look at
she's
all of her
whore.
Shoes and see if she owns a pair.
Do it right now. We'll be here.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Just turn it up and you can go do it and listen to the show. The
yeah, right. La, 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 la. Oh. Five-year-old
yeah.
baby had cocaine.
Well,
so what?
Yeah,
were they
boy.
Were they piss testing this five-year-old for a job? Or I mean, what the fuck? How
know.
Did was he just acting all weird?
I'll just read on with the story,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
The woman, posing as a man, told authorities that
wait,
he...
Wait, what?
The woman posing as a man...
Okay.
...told authorities that he knew parents who were exposing their child to heroin and cocaine, court documents state.
Well, I mean,
so who's
start
this guy?
Young, I guess. Who's this chick?
Yeah, who's this guy, girl?
Girl?
I don't
this
know.
This shim?
Who's the... Yeah, the it.
Wow, I don't know. Does it say?
The woman admitted he used the five-year-old's urine to take a drug test, but the urine came back positive.
Oh,
he needed to pass the test.
Right, so they're like, oh, my five-year-old must be clean, and
yeah.
the five-year-old's like, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Yeah.
I'm not high right now, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
A couple days ago, I may have done some blow.
Yeah, maybe. Just a little.
With some hookers.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it was an eight ball,
so that's what's going on in Utah.
That's what five-year-olds are doing in Utah.
Fucked up on blow.
Well, hey, the more extreme they are on
yeah.
the religious side, the more
that,
extreme they rebel.
That will happen.
That will happen.
That's is that it for that story?
Later tests on the child's urine and hair also came back positive for cocaine and opiates. Court documents state a man, 54, was charged Monday with. Clandestine laboratory.
Clandestine?
Clandestine.
There
wow.
you go.
Laboratory endangerment of a child, a third degree felony.
That is a shame.
That's awesome.
Not a crying shame like elderly abuse, but a shame nonetheless.
Yep.
Well, let's see. Last story here for me. Administration set to use new spy. Oh, wait. I apologize.
What?
I'm getting ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah.
Five-year-olds doing blow and heroin
right.
and fucking hookers. Yes or no?
For it.
Man, if they're ready, fucking let them. You don't.
Hey,
I mean,
if they want to do it, you, who's?
I'm just
who's
saying, the
say
more
no.
you tell them not to, the more they are.
Yeah.
So you might as well.
So just let them try it,
and
that's
what
it out.
That's what it sounds like these parents were doing. They're like, you know, if 5-year-old, if you're gonna have to do coke and heroin, I would rather you did it with us in our home,
right,
where we knew you were safe and not out on the streets. We don't want you sucking dick for either of these substances. We're your parents. You know, we will do the dick sucking, yeah, if need be.
Well, and that,
we'll sell you on Craigslist.
And if they didn't, you know, repress them so much, then they probably wouldn't be as willing to rebel against it, so they wouldn't be as likely to. But if they did anyway, they're just fucked to begin
with.
Yeah,
but
so
it doesn't sound like this family is one of those.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's heroin and coke lying around and probably some prostitutes.
Right.
Prostitutes.
Prostitutes.
Sorry.
Prostitutes probably too.
Yeah, well, he's five, so.
Yeah, that's probably where he's getting the drugs.
Okay, so, yes. Administration set to use new spy program in the U.S. Now,
we'll add to the many that we already got.
This isn't disgusting or gross or anything. I just wanted to read this because this is fucked up shit,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, it sucks.
This
man.
Is what you're being distracted from knowing while you're watching fucking Britney Spears or their fucking sports,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
The Bush administration said yesterday that it plans to start using the nation's most advanced spy technology for domestic purposes soon, rebuffing challenges by House Democrats over the idea's legal authority. Now, if you're a fucking retard, what that basically means, domestic is here, us. Most advanced spy technology means all that badass shit you see in movies that you're like, oh, wouldn't that be cool if we had it? Well, guess what? They have it.
Yeah, they do have that shit.
This basically means they're going to start using it on us. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Be scared.
It's like James Bond, but on everyone's
but
life.
On us. Yeah. Yeah, it's more like the Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Jack Fuck said his department will activate his department's new domestic satellite surveillance office.
That was a tongue twister.
In stages, starting as soon as possible with traditional scientific and homeland security activities, such as tracking hurricane damage, monitoring climate change, that they're changing, those
right.
fuckers. Did you see how nice it was Saturday and
yeah.
Sunday? And then did you see the fucking chemtrails?
I didn't.
There was one big one going up and down, vertically, and then there was another big one going horizontally, and it stopped
like
where
a big
the
cross.
Other one, yeah, but it stopped, like, it was like a perpendicular intersecting plane of two lines, mathematically
That's
speaking.
That's scary.
But yeah, and then what? Why'd we get Monday? Fucking cloudy, shitty fuck.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
It didn't really snow or rain either. It was
okay.
just shitty.
If you guys are gonna fuck with the climate and change it, don't do it when it's nice, duh. Change it when it's fucking all shitty and snowing for 8 months in a row and people are blowing brains out because they haven't seen the fucking sun. Ugh.
Well, we're making it shitty by all the carbon emissions, too, though.
Well, what?
We're just trying to make it better.
Oh, so let's all
and
just
then we make it worse.
Drive electronic fucking cars. Yeah, like that'll happen. I like how they're all like, oh, well, now you can buy our all-new green SUVs and our hybrid ones. They're much better on the environment. And then you look at the price tag and they're like $30,000 more than the gas powered one.
Yeah, that's the
it's
problem.
Like you want people to use these things and be good to the environment.
Well, they gotta be affordable.
Exactly. I'm gonna go with the fucking gas guzzling fuck
yeah.
truck.
Even if you do care about the environment, you have no choice.
Right, because
you can't afford it.
Yeah,
and you need to get a car. So
way to go, guys. Good job.
Yeah. Thanks for fucking
way to go
over.
Capitalism. Let's hear it. Let's see. Sophisticated overhead sensor data will be used for law enforcement once privacy and civil rights concerns are resolved. Basically, once they figure out how to do it without telling us or how
well,
to
they,
say they're
to
doing it
out.
In a nice way, how to make it sound like this is for our own good.
Yeah, they can be subtle about
yeah.
it. They can tell
God.
Us without us knowing it.
And you people just let it happen. And you know what? Whoever gets elected next, it's not even going to fucking matter.
Yeah,
the damage is done.
Yeah, and plus whoever's next is probably just going to be as bad.
Oh, yeah, because it's all funded by the same big corporations. I don't want to sound all fucking boo conspiracy theorists.
It's a corporation.
But it fucking is, really. Open your eyes, pull the fucking sheep, pull your head out of the sheep's ass, yeah, whose wool
that's where all the money
is covering
is.
Your eyes. And look, it's the same fucking corporations giving the same fucking puppets the same amount of money every fucking 4 years. And they're like, okay, well, here's what we want to happen. So make it happen. And here's a little money for your fucking gay sex trips to Thailand for little boys or your fucking hooker excursions. And then they're like, hey, maybe you shouldn't be doing that. And then the pundit's like, oh, look, there's sports. And everyone's like, oh, you're right. I just totally forgot what I was talking about. Oh, you people are so... I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. There's not
just
much
wake
left
up
to say.
People. Just that's all I'm saying.
Just
wake
listen
the
to
fuck
our
up.
Show and that's what you need.
Yeah, exactly. Problem solved.
Because we're telling you.
We'll
just
handle
need to hear
it for you.
Yeah.
That's all. Let's see.
We'll tell you how to run your life.
Right. We're working on the manual. Okay. Yep. They will be out.
It'll be out
in
eventually.
The next 5 years. Yeah, I promise. Scout's honor. So let's see. Sophisticated overhead sensor day will be used for law enforcement once privacy and civil rights concerns are resolved, he said. The department has previously said the program will not intercept communications. And that is such fucking bullshit. Just like they said, oh, we won't ever listen to your cell phone calls or anything like that.
Or record.
And then that whole thing
too,
came out that they were recording all that shit. And then you know what happened? Nothing, because it was sports time.
Yeah,
because
everyone
totally
was
just,
like, oh, no. And then like, oh, sports.
They're like, oh, what's Britney doing now? Yeah. And, oh, God, you fucking retards.
That or they're just too lazy to do anything about it.
Yeah, well, they're probably like us, and they're like, well, things are pretty well completely fucked
now,
what's
the
so
point?
What can you do? You might as well sit around, get loaded, and have a good time, right?
You might as well start a podcast
might
so
as,
you can talk about all
you might as fucking well, because, you know, I've been much happier since I've started
Me
this
too,
podcast.
Actually.
Not just because I'm off the dope now, but because, you know, we get to do this thing. It's like, I almost want to do it 5 days a week.
I know, because it's a
on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I just sit around, I'm like, God, I could be doing a show right now. Yeah. It's like, I have nothing to do, you know?
Well, sometimes I have stuff to do, though,
Oh, yeah, like what, work? Oh, right. So how is the job search going, by the way?
I haven't really been looking.
No kidding.
No.
Must be nice, you lazy fuck. quote, there is no basis to suggest that this process is in any way insufficient to protect the privacy and civil liberties of Americans, some fuckface we elected said. And its intelligence, just a bunch of people who said the same shit. Quote, I think we fully addressed anybody's concerns, he added in remarks last week. So basically they're like, yep, everyone has voiced their concerns to us about how this is totally unconstitutional and all that.
And they're not going to do anything
about it. We fully addressed them, and now we're ready to do what we're going to do anyways.
Yeah, we're just not going to do anything
Thank
different.
You very much, guys. His statements marked a fresh determination to operate the department's new national applications office as part of its counterterrorism efforts. And, you know, the whole basis of all of this shit is to fight terrorism, quote unquote.
Or
what
a war.
The fuck?
Why is it that everything is a war on something?
Because
the war on terror, the war on drugs.
Right, because humans like war, and war stimulates economy.
Everyone's a warmonger.
It's like with the whole Pearl Harbor thing. We knew that shit was going to happen, but we needed a reason to go to war.
Yeah.
The whole 9/11 thing. Of course they knew that shit was going to happen, but of course, again, we needed a reason to go to war.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, we could have just went there, but it's nice to have the support of your country when you go to war, you know? And letting shit like that happen makes people in the mood. They want blood now.
Not many people are supporting the war in Iraq anymore.
Well, I wonder why.
It took them long enough.
It's sports off season.
Yeah.
Wait until it's sports time again, you know? Yeah. Fucking dumb.
That's sad
fuck.
That it took 8 years for them to realize
that it's sad that
bullshit.
We have to deal with these people in our day-to-day lives.
I wish
That's
there was more
really
people
sad.
Like us.
Yeah. I wish everyone was just a clone of me, you included. It'd be awesome doing this stuff with me.
Yeah.
Me and my me's are going to go kick it. I'd have a big posse of me.
Our guests would be kind of limited.
You
want
to fuck with us? Yeah. Every guest would just be me.
Yeah. Or me.
Or me. Yeah, you're right. Yep. Me, myself, and I.
Everyone, Marklar here on Marklar's Marklar.
That's right. Marklar. So, yeah, you know, I'm not even going to read the rest of it. It's just a bunch of bullshit saying, oh, it's going to totally be okay and this is going to be good for the country. And then, yeah.
Yeah, and it, no one's going to do anything about it. They're just going to let the government control
us. So, the government using all of their cool high-tech spy shit to watch what we're doing.
No.
No. A big fat N-O. And yeah. Actually, if they want to know what we're doing, listen to the jamhole.com every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Yeah. It's all right there.
As long as you vote for us on podcast now.
Or subscribe. And or dig us on dig.com. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, they could send us a MySpace message on myspace.com/jamholepodcast.
Or leave us comments on the show notes at the website, thejamhole.com.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So you want to do that last story there and we'll get out of here?
Why don't we just wrap it up? This story isn't that good.
No?
No.
Do you want to just...
I just
want to
get out of here
then.
And fall. Yeah, it's troopers discipline after KKK prank. So basically, a cop dressed up in KKK uniform and was doing a prank, and he got caught.
And where's this story from?
It is from
Sandusky, Ohio.
Oh, Tim, you're at it
again.
Are
there even, like, you could do that kind of joke here and get away with it.
Well,
because everyone would be like, hey, yeah, fuck niggers.
Right? Because they're all in jail.
Right, because they're all racist here. Yeah. Well, they're not racist. They've never been around black people, you know? We're up here where it's too cold for black people, and the ones that do make it up here go immediately to jail.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they don't really see it.
That's weird, though, that the one we saw with the little white girl is, you know, that we saw twice actually, couple weeks apart.
Yeah, he must be sneaky, or he must know.
He
must be fucking the DA's wife, something
yeah,
proper.
Yeah, because he's out in public walking around holding this little, like, 5-year-old white girl's hand to me.
Yep.
You gotta be sucking someone's dick
like,
to be getting away with
she's
that.
Like, this is my baby daddy.
Yeah.
He's 30 years older than me, but he takes good care of me. Oh, fucking people.
That is great.
Well, yeah, you got anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, let's get out of here. Just like we said, anything you want to send us in email, info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our website. Subscribe with the iTunes. Dig us on.
Do you have to plug it again?
I'm gonna till these motherfuckers get it in their fucking heads.
They probably don't even listen to this part.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would just to listen how bitchin' we're mixing the end
songs.
Yeah,
our outros are sick.
Oh, man, our outros are giving me the chilly chills.
Yeah.
All right.
Especially
well,
that last one.
Let's go fall.
Okay.
Jamming.
No one really understands the experience that dates logic and pays an agnostic place to lay in decayed and toxic waste. So most carry identity paraphernalia to familiarize with smiles of meaning painted on a robotic face. But not this man. He played the bucket with his hands and got paid for whatever changed. People were dropping his can. 23 years ago, he was a lawyer by description. But I guess all of a sudden he resigned from that position. But I've never seen the sky quite as clear as his eyes, as his blistered fingers beat down on the plastic. And in a twisted sort of way, it all makes sense. While they rush to die, he provides a soundtrack so tragic. He sits on the corner of 7th and 1st. And I was thirsty for the answer to a question anyone would nurse. One day I asked him why he gave up his career. He said I didn't, I just took off the name tag. Then he added, make money and die, that's the American way. It don't matter what name you gave the bucket that you play. Make money and die, that's the American way. It don't matter what name you gave the bucket that you play. So I took in what was said, but I didn't accept it. Well, maybe I did, I mean I just wouldn't admit it. I was too committed to the belief that all the hard work of now will improve my future existence somehow. So I said you don't accomplish nothing sitting in the street, and I'm sure you barely survive off the pennies you gather, he said. To your surprise, I make enough to eat, and I accomplish just as much as you. Only I stop pretending my job matters. He looked me in my face and told me I was a puppet, and what I do's no more important than playing a bucket. I still hear his voice when I set my alarm before bed. I never could wash what he said out of my head. So fuck it, it goes, make money and die, that's the American way. Make money and die, that's the American way. Make money and die, that's the American way. It don't matter what name you gave the bucket that you play. Make money and die, that's the American way. Make money and die, that's the American way. Make money and die, that's the American way. It don't matter what name you gave the bucket that you play.
See, I can dress myself up in a white coat and say I'm a doctor. Carry an eye by my belt buckle with a gold badge and say I'm a cop. Or maybe I'm just a sloppy, lazy, crazy carbon copy. Part of the heartlessly deranged nation that gave into Generation X to see underwater. A forgotten survivor with a mind washed and slaughtered. I've watched your offers, caught your calls and called your forefathers my bosses. Lost it all in the name of gaining enough to spend. consuming the useless. Don't spray your doom from the hand, my friend. See, when I saw my man playing away in his drum, something clicked in my brain and I became less dumb. I'm working for breadcrumbs, pretending there's a meaning, but my employment's just a bucket I'm desperately beating. And one day I'll be old and retired, looking at my life like what a waste of good fire. All because school never taught me how to be inspired, and the job concerning finding myself just wouldn't hire. Make money and die, that's the American way. Make money and die, that's the American way. Make money and die, that's the American way. It don't matter what name you gave the bucket that you play. Make money and die, that's the American way. Make money and die, that's the American way. Make money and die, that's the American way.
But hey, here's my application. How much do y'all pay?
How much do y'all pay?